final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Muslim old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
game is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
You're listening to www.shazizradio.com, or Shaziz Radio for short. Anyway, I posted a few links over there in the chat room. Nothing in particularly specific, but some pretty innovative little things to start with. Oh man, my brain just shut up. Okay, anyway. One of the videos I posted in there was how to make a homemade propane forge, which is pretty interesting. The guy also made one a really small one out of like a little pork and bean can or something like that. I believe it's the same YouTuber. And the second one over there, Sky Collection, he does some really interesting videos with pancake coils and magnets and stuff like that, catching back EMF. If anybody out there is ever going to, on a small scale, prove free energy, it's going to be that guy, because he has the equipment and the skill set. Not only does he make it look good, but he tests just about everything. Before he rejects it, he'll test it. And just if you get an opportunity, jump over there to shazizradio.com/superchat.html, or just search up Sky Collection. Let me click on there and get his YouTube over there. This video that I posted in here is called the Maglev Pulse Motor, and it's pretty interesting if you see how he's working this right here. But just like it sounds, Sky Collection is his YouTube channel. I'd recommend you go over if you're into alternative energy and check this guy out, because he does some really amazing work. Anyway, he's not the only one out there doing some amazing work. There are other individuals out there that are doing all kinds of incredible work in alternative energy and research and stuff. But, doggone it, I hate it when this happens. Alrighty then. This is terrible for live radio. Alright, so, anyway, there's a lot of folks out there doing some really good research. Zero Labs over there, there's a link underneath the chat room down there to his live stream. He always does some really good research. He's pretty meticulous about how he does it, so that he gets it out there where everybody can, see it for whether or not it really works or not. There's other researchers out there that don't seem to get as many views as they should on their YouTube channels. That, I keep talking about, if we could build the dream team, we could actually solve this so-called energy crisis pretty much overnight. We got everything that we need to. Sounding better, Shaziz. I take it you. Yeah, I did. Thanks, Steven. Hopefully we're going to get through this whole show without any crashes. The technical difficulties aren't completely over as far as the service that I actually use, but outside of that, I think the computer's back up, and I did some meticulous surgery to it, so, it was a stressful time, but she lives. Give my creation life. Oh yeah, Deeds pulse motor too. If you ever get an opportunity, I'm gonna click on that so I can make sure I get his YouTube out there too, because I love Deeds. I mean, I'll tell you what, he does some really good work. All right, yeah, and it's just short and simple. Deeds, D-E-E-D-S. Go check out his YouTube channel. I can't believe that this man's only got 243 subscribers, because he's not only a wonderful individual, he's really talented. He does good craftsmanship, and I wish that if anybody had an opportunity to go over and subscribe to his channel and support him in his work, I wish they'd do that, because that's what we need. We need people that's going to be out there researching. I've been watching Deeds do a lot of different work in Solar Exciter technology, wireless energy transfer and stuff, and man, I'm telling you what, like I said, he's not only a really skilled craftsman, he takes pride in his work, and he's really nice to everybody. Just, you gotta get out there, you gotta support these alternative energy researchers. If people were really seriously wanting to solve the so-called energy crisis, which, if you know and you've been listening long enough, we don't have no energy crisis. We have a common sense crisis, because everything that we need to do clean, renewable energy has been there all along. And how many times can I say it? You know, who am I though? I'm just another mad science guy, and I call it mad science for a reason, because it really gets on my doggone nerves that we have all the technology to do what it is that we need to do, yet it's not being done. And the only way that I'm ever going to see this in my lifetime is to literally build the dream team of people that's actually going to come together and start building all these ideas and testing them. Now, all these people are scattered out there. They're doing it. They're testing ideas. But the difference in the research is the difference in pretty much the funding. That's what goes on, you know. And you're never going to hear me here on Shaziz Radio ask for any money or anything like that. But if you could go out there and support those folks in any way, whether it be money or just clicking on their videos and watching their videos and, you know, answering in the comments section, tell them what you think, and supporting them, at least keeping them going. You know, if we could get all these folks together with all the right resources, then there ain't nothing stopping us from literally building what it is that everybody says that they want. You know, the whole thing is, people out there, you know, there's craftsmen out there like Deeds and Ryan Abrams. He's an artist. He does Tesla work, and he's brilliant. You know, he does some really amazing stuff in Sky Collection. Those three together could do some amazing stuff if we could just get those three together. Doggone it, what's his name? Zero Labs. That ain't his name. Mark Brash from Zero Labs. If you can get Mark Brash from Zero Labs and Deeds and Sky Collection and Terry Woodruff and all these guys together in the same lab and let them create something, you'd be amazed at what these guys could do. And I've been watching the YouTube for so long and researching all these different alternative energies out there and all the different people going in different directions. All of them have a piece of the puzzle. If you could get them all to the table, if you could get them, you know, in a shop with the right materials. You know, people, they say that there is no such thing as free energy. And by saying that, they show me that they have no idea what this world is made out of. They have no idea what they are made out of. They have no idea of basic science, for that matter. Because there isn't anything out there that doesn't have an electron in it. You know, if you believe in the electron theory, every atom has electrons, protons, neutrons. And regardless of that, everything, every bit of chemistry is energy. Water, you know, hydrogen and oxygen, both will burn. There's fuel right there. The earth is covered in water. It's got 3/4 covered in water. And you got the wind blowing outside all the time. You got the sun shining. There's so many different methods by which nature has provided motion and strength and power that could actually turn generator heads to run electricity, lights, and stuff like that. You know, do we really need electricity? Personally, I do, because I like it. It's comfortable, you know. I got lights, I got heat, I got a radio, I got electronics, so I love it. But worst case scenario, heck man, who needs it? Because there's mechanical ways to cool your house down. There's mechanical ways to, you know, just use the wind to turn a fan to keep you cool or whatever. Pump water. They did it back in the old days. They had big old giant windmills that pushed a plunger up and down a pipe that pumped water up out of the well. And so it wasn't like they needed electricity back then. But electricity is just a bit safer than using an open flame to light your room up, or an open fireplace, you know. Heck, even in the modern day with electricity, people love fireplaces because it, you know, it has benefits. It's heat. It's I don't know. It's kind of homey. It's comfortable. Sitting in front of a fireplace in the wintertime, snuggling up with your loved ones and stuff. It's There's so many people in this world that live so basic right now. Some of them still carry pails of water from the well. They'll walk down to the well and they'll carry it back to the house. But as far as society advancing into the futuristic version of what we would actually consider to be advancement in society, it shouldn't be nobody having to walk down to the well to get water. Should be able to pipe it in. I mean, there's this really nifty invention called plumbing. So we got the technologies, we got every there isn't one single question that hasn't been answered in science. As far as I'm concerned, all the basic science is already told. And if you look at some of these devices out there that people are working with, they're using things in physics to get work done. And so that's pretty much, if you take this piece of puzzle and you take that piece of puzzle and you put it together, you're closer to having the big picture. When these guys out there are sitting there going back and forth between this inventor or that inventor, you know, you got the GEET technology, you got the wood gasifiers, you got the Stirling engine, and Stephen Gibbons just posted a link in there for entry for the largest pulse motor. I got to click on this and take a look at it. I'm going to pause the video. I just don't want to...
Hi, Russ. Hi.
There we go. It's made by one man. I'm going to go ahead and subscribe to this channel, and I'll check it out later. But yeah, that's a pretty good size one right there. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hey, Jeremy, Scott Russell here. This is my 2016 Pulse Motor Build-Off entry, a 12-foot wooden rotor with the PMH arrangement for the stator, 12 volts DC, and this wheel is piloted by these screws instead of the relay. And if you take note of each pole, they're unique. And I'll also mention that last year I would have entered the Pulse Motor Build-Off, but I was involved in the Coral Castle wheel thing, as you may know. So here's this year. I'll start it. And there's my starting wire. And then I give it a little spin.
This thing's huge. Yeah, what you're hearing right now is the clicking of all this machinery that he's put together. Pretty neat.
One side's a bit heavier, and certain poles work better than others. But it works.
Yay!
36 poles. Silly. But that's my entry. For creativity, I hope you consider it.
Alright, well, you know what? I consider it. I like it. I'm going to give that video a thumbs up, and I hope everybody goes over there and does the same exact thing. Look, this is what I'm talking about, folks. There's a lot of individuals out there that have good mechanical minds, brilliant ideas, and it's just that it's the resources. That's the whole entire thing. See, I had to take mad science in a little bit different direction than I initially wanted to go. It wasn't that we couldn't do it. It wasn't that I can't do it. I know I can. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just the fact that if you're going to give a technology to everyone and his brother out there, they have to have the resources to be able to do it. They have to have the understanding on how to build it. It's not like everyone out there is a rocket scientist. And in order for people to be able to, enjoy this technology, it really needs to be mass-produced. It needs to be put out there where somebody can see it and buy it and that kind of stuff. But we've already seen in industry the way that the system works. You come across an idea that will allow somebody to drive a car for a couple hundred miles to the gallon. There's competition out there that don't want you letting them drive that car for a couple hundred miles to the gallon. We could build a car that would never break down. We could build a car that wouldn't take anything to run besides a glass of water. It's not like it is possible. It's just that industry out there doesn't want it yet. You know, why would you want a car that would run on water on the market, proven technology via Stan Meyer, as far as I'm concerned, and many others after him, that if you own all this oil, you got to be able to sell this oil. You know, you don't want to suddenly have trillions of gallons of oil that ain't worth nothing. You know, in reality, the oil will always be worth something because they make all kinds of plastics and rubber and stuff like that out of it. But it's the greed factor, you know. Why just corner the tire market when you can corner every market, plastic, fuel, and so on? But the whole thing is, folks, is that I had to take the mad science into a totally different direction. And it had to go down a road of recycling, repurposing. Because as far as affordability, a lot of people throw away a lot of things that they don't understand inside those things have useful purposes. The old direct drive motors and stuff like that, the X13s out of air conditioners, they'll throw those away. They don't realize that there's things in there they can use, old microwaves and stuff like that. Now, worst case scenario, the right crew in a apocalyptic scenario could scavenge around for parts, and we could actually have lights and air conditioning and all the luxuries that we're normally accustomed to. But your average Joe, just be reliant on whoever has that knowledge. You know, knowledge is power. And those folks out there at the top, they didn't get where they got, by accident. They got there because they either were willing to cheat people, or they had the knowledge on how to do things that other people didn't know how to do, and so on and so forth. My advice to all the people out there listening in a radio show, if you really seriously want this world to change, it's going to come... It's going to come from your level. It's going to come from you getting groups together and start building things, you know. Bringing back the old inventors, the backyard inventors and the garage science guys. You know, the first computers, as far as decent computers and internet companies, started off in garages. It started off in basements, you know, people writing software and finally somehow or another managing and make it into the market. Not everybody is fortunate enough to actually make it into the market. And so I've been combing all the YouTube videos and combing the internet, finding all kinds of different alternative energy researchers, and trying to point them out to people so that people can go, check their... YouTubes or whatever, their research out and get ideas. The whole key to everything it is that I've been doing is that it's to get the brain moving. It's to get people thinking outside the box, you know, outside of what you're told is possible. You know, if they tell you that there's certain things aren't possible. They tell you that in science or school or whatever. They just say, oh, well, that's not possible. You can't run a car on water. Well, then, if they ever told you that water was made of hydrogen and oxygen, one of the two has to be a lie. you either can't run it on there, or the water, or you either can run it on there, or the water isn't made up of hydrogen and oxygen, which both separated will burn. You know, but yet, here you are. We're in the year 2016, and you're still being told a lot of things aren't possible. No such thing as free energy. You know, from this point on, anybody that comes out on my radio show and tells me that there's no such thing as free energy, I'm just going to boot them off air. I ain't going to listen to them, because they obviously haven't got a clue. They ain't got no idea. We're floating in a sea of energy. Basic science tells you that. And if you ain't that intelligent to understand that you're not paying for that. You're not paying for that volcano. You're not paying for that tornado. You're not paying for that tsunami. You're not paying for the waves coming in and out. You're not paying for any of it. And once you own the generator, then the work that's being done is free. And as far as I'm concerned, that's free energy. How long's the sun been lighting up the earth? Some say millions of years, some say 6,000 years. Who knows, and who cares? Who wants to argue about it? I don't, but regardless, even if it was only 6,000 years, 6,000 years is a long time to not have to pay a light bill when you're standing outside. And for those over there in third world countries that actually pipe the sunlight inside so they don't have to, if they ain't got electricity, they'll put a bottle with some bleach water in there, or mineral water, whatever, mineral oil, and they'll basically use fiber optics, a crude form of fiber optics, to pump light into their house. And they're not paying that light bill. And at night, they'll just use candles or something. And so, that's what I don't want to hear on this show anymore. There ain't no such thing as free energy. That shows me that somebody is either ignorant or willfully just ignorant, or just they just don't know. The wind's been blowing ever since the earth's been turning. And even if you don't believe the earth turns, then the wind still blows. No matter whether you believe the earth is round or flat or square or concave or triangle or hexagonal or whatever, or dodecahedron for that matter. It's either windy outside, or it's sunny outside, or there's a river or a raging flood. There's all kinds of energy happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year that could be tapped into. The folks that live over in Hawaii live near volcanic vents, putting out massive amounts of heat. There could be thermoelectric generators running the entire town, you know. And those that live next to, heck, they did it back in the 1800s. Late 1800s, they got the hydroelectric dams. Doggone water rushing through turning turbines, still working. They still do it. You got people out there want to go into radioactive material to build nuclear reactors. More power to them. But no, nonetheless, you're still going to have people that are still going to say that energy's not free. I think free energy's been proven over and over and over again. But I think what it's going to take in order to end this debate once and for all is a little gizmo like Sky Collection's been put together, or you know, Deeds, or one of the different researchers out there that continuously runs. See, they're not looking for free energy. They're looking for perpetual motion. You know? There's a difference. They're looking for over unity. They're looking for 0 point. They're looking for the unicorn, the holy grail. They're not looking for free energy. if they were looking for free energy, they would already figured out that they already got free energy. You know, you got that pulse motor going, and it's running really super efficient. What's to stop you for putting a little windmill right on the top of that pulse motor? So that when the batteries run low, and it's windy outside, the wind kicks that around a couple times and puts some juice back in that capacitor, and suddenly you're up and going again. So it doesn't have to be windy all the time, it just has to be windy once in a while. And what's to stop you from putting a little solar panel off to the side of that as well? So when it ain't windy outside, but it's sunny outside, suddenly, you know, when the battery gets a little bit low, that doggone solar panel kicks it around a little bit. Put some juice back in the system. Now you have a completely self-contained piece of machinery. So you take this one good idea that is a perfect example of efficiency, and you expand on it by putting extra systems to it, and there you go. Now, if folks would humor me just for a moment, just humor me just for a moment. If I could get a date set, and I could get all these guys together, all these different researchers out there, all these different backyard inventors, all these different mad scientists, whatever you want to call them, alternative energy researchers. If they just humor me one time, and we can get them in the right place at the right time with the tools. Everybody bring their own tools, you know? We'll spend a couple weeks together and have some barbecues and do some work, and we'll give it 30 days. A put up or shut up kind of deal. And if we can't together build a small device that will use every single thing that nature does to keep itself running, then I just walk away and I'll never say nothing about mad science or alternative energy ever again. Because if that many brilliant minds can't solve it, then it can't be solved. I just don't get it, because as far as technology out there, you got a cell phone in your hand that has some amazing processing power. And you got video equipment, you got all kinds of Wi-Fi equipment. These computers that we're on are amazing. Now all the researchers out there, all the well-funded scientists, somebody keeps saying, well, if it could be done, they would have already done it because they got the money to do this and do that. Bull. It ain't because they can't. It's because they're told not to. It's because the thinking outside the box is suppressed. It's frowned upon. Any good idea that comes out could literally be the difference between national security interest. It's not in our national security interest for you to be able to run cars on water, because we have a oil-based economy. And so they're going to take and suppress whichever one that they deem to be a national security threat. Windmills. Where's the national security threat in windmills? There's huge, giant wind farms all over. I've been out there going down, and I'll see at least half to three-quarters of them shut down. Why? Why are they shut down? Are they making too much electricity for the power company's comfort? Because other than just mechanical failure, there's no reason to have them shut down. Now, you used to talk about the coal industry going to bankrupt the coal industry. What's the purpose of doing that? You know, if you got access to these wind farms and huge solar farms, And you're shutting portions of them down because they're generating too much electricity. You would obviously burn less coal the more electricity those systems were doing. So everything we're talking about is all political and greed. That's it. It's not that we don't have the technology, because we do. It's just that it's not used. I wish that I could go with Russ from RWG Research over there. I posted a link in the deal. He's going to a energy conference. I would really love to go there and talk. I can't remember where he said it was, but I think it's like Texas or something. I don't know. Have to re-listen to the video. Let me just play it. I'll just play it.
What's up, everybody? My name is Russ, RWGResearch.com. So I'm sitting at the airport currently. Yep. And, yeah, I guess I should switch these. Can I even switch? Oh, I can switch those. That's my lunch. That's my coffee, my bag. And so I'm actually going to the Global BEM Conference. I can't understand anything. And basically, I went from going to the conference to speaking at the conference. So I will be speaking at the conference. And so, yeah, Global BEM, I didn't give a good description last time about what it is. And basically, it's a conference based upon people coming together and sharing their energy technology, sharing consciousness ideas, and I mean, it's Global BEM, it's Breakthrough Energy Movement. So it's designed around people with energy stuff and all sorts of stuff like that. So if you're in the area of Austin, Texas, or in that general, you know, an hour and a half drive, 2 hour drive, or 3 hour drive, or 4 hour drive, let me know. Come on in and hang out with us. So I'll be leaving Sunday night around 6 or something, but I will be there basically the entire time. And it'll be pretty fun. So, yeah, speaking at 12 noon on Sunday, there is a live stream. You guys can go watch it live. So check out the website. I'll leave the link in the description, and hopefully our flight all works out. Happy Donkey Dory. This double view thing is pretty cool. All right, peace and love. God bless. Have a good day. Leave a comment. Bye. Oh, I know some of you are tired of the update videos, but it's all I can do. Unfortunately, I'm the guy with the YouTube channel that gets the information out to you guys, so I got lots of fun stuff coming up. Be patient. Enjoy these little snippets every day. It's live.
Ah, doggone it, push replay. Anyway, that's Russ from RWG Research. He's an awesome family man, a great researcher, really nice guy all around. And so, if you get a chance, go over and check out RWG42985. That's his YouTube channel there. And support him in his research. See, I call it mad science because, it, like I said a million times, it just makes me so mad. There's 9 billion people on this planet. They say we got global warming, climate change, climate disruption, and all this craziness, and yet here we are with every single answer to every single question. We know how all these things work. We know what we need to do and what we don't need to do, and yet getting people to the table is hard enough, but getting them to the shop is seems like nearly impossible. That's what... what drives me nuts. You know, there's tons and tons of trash all over this planet. One thing you can say about mankind is they're wasteful. They get done with a soda bottle and throw it on the ground. You know, all this trash out there. There's companies out there that are getting wise to recycling. But could you imagine the every house right now, pretty much modern day houses over here at least, have a dishwasher so that you can put your dishes in there and the machine will do the work for you. Ain't no reason why you can't make a trash compactor that will not only separate all the materials into individually parts metals in one container and plastics in the other and glass in another. Ain't no reason why that can't be done. And then those things are compacted into, you know, cubes that then in turn you take out to a recycling plant and they'll buy, you know, for cash. So you can sell your trash when you're done with it. Doggone it, I knew some folks out there that drank soda pop like it was going out of style. Everybody in the family had their own favorite brand of soda pop. These folks, I'm surprised they weren't diabetic because they drank so much soda. You know, there was Dr. Pepper in one room, and there was Sprite in another room, and Coca-Cola in one room, and then Pepsi in another room. They all had their own different brands of soda that they liked. And they just bought it by the caseful. But when they were done with it, they'd smash the cans down with a can smasher that they built and store them in plastic bags behind the shed until they got a whole bunch of plastic bags, and then they'd take them up to the recycling place and resell the aluminum and then buy more soda. Now see, if more people, I ain't saying that everybody out there should drink soda, should drink some healthy water or something, but if more people could be like that, then as far as resources go, things get more expensive when resources become more scarce, or at least the perception of scarcity. There is no such thing as scarcity on here. Every single bit of resources that we had when this planet was created, we still have today. Sounds crazy, don't it? Everything that you've got was a dot, a dash of this and a dash of that. Your plastics, metals out there, everything came from the earth. There wasn't one single thing, including your medicine and the water. There is nothing on this planet that isn't recyclable. Nothing. If nature can deteriorate it, nature will pull it right back into the system and it will always be there. You're never going to run out of plastic or the materials to make plastic. You're never going to run out of water. You're never going to run out of anything. This is an epic, massive, self-contained biosphere of epic proportions, of ridiculously huge proportions. The fact that anybody in this world is doing without anything, in my mind, is just insanity. Because where you think something is, gone, once it's gone, oh, we're going to run out of water, we're all going to die of thirst. No. Look around you, folks. In my neighborhood, it's been raining for like a month. And if I'm flooding over here and I need to get rid of some water, come and get it. You know? Put my pipeline over to use over to your place and pump some of that water into your reservoirs and filter it out and you got water. If the desert's dry and you want to live there, then pump you in some water. It's not like we don't have the technology. There shouldn't be no third world countries. This is crazy. This is sheer madness. There shouldn't be anybody doing without. There shouldn't be anybody starving. There shouldn't be anybody homeless. We got every single material that we ever had since the dawn of mankind. You know, the only difference is they say species go extinct. Well, maybe they do. But look at what else is here. It's still the same thing. It's all carbon-based life. It just looks different. It's rearranged differently. Dinosaurs still exist. It's that simple. And if you can't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how else to explain it to you, but every single thing that was ever here when we started is still here. And it will be here forever as long as this planet is here and keeps doing what it does. It's going to be here. There's always going to be gold. There's always going to be silver. There's always going to be water. There's always going to be oxygen. There's always going to be everything. Until this world is completely destroyed, you know, we could kill off our species by poisoning our planet up so bad that we can't survive on it. But, like I said, there is nothing that nature can't deteriorate. Even radioactive rocks, uranium, depletes itself. Nature balances itself back out. And so, 500 years after man, like the show on TV, it won't even look like we were ever even here. But everything will be back to normal again. Everything will be reset. There'll be oxygen. There'll be animals. There'll be everything. It's just, you know, the creator of this earth was just mind-boggling amazing. And so I'm not worried about us running out of resources. What I'm worried about is us running out of common sense. Because if you got a species that has a leader that is running off the cliff, there's actually been some documentaries about herds. Who we got here? All right, who we got here? You're live on air. Hello?
Hello?
You're live on air.
Okay.
Who we got?
Raymond Boomer.
Oh. I should have known that the industrial strength air conditioner you got going on.
Oh man.
You should have called me direct. What is that? What's that playing?
No idea. I'm industrial air conditioner off.
Alright, so I don't know who all just showed up in here or not. You dialed the whole mad science room.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Uh-oh. Do I need to hang up?
Well, let's see if anybody's in there. Anybody else over there?
Nope. Hold on. Yeah, Buddy's there.
Yeah, I'm trying to answer on this phone and I can't hear anybody.
Oh, well, you're live.
Hell.
The only part I see is Buddy and Eustace.
Yeah, well, you dialed the whole room. I could see all of them.
I could for
We're live, by the way. Live on Shaziz Radio. This is exciting, man.
Yeah.
This is what makes our radio network so unique is that anything's live will happen.
that is unique. You know that?
Yeah.
At least
I want to ask you guys a question.
All right.
I want to see if you guys got the right answer. I want to see how intelligent you are.
Alright.
This is the ultimate test of intelligence, the ultimate test of knowledge. Is there anything on this planet that we're going to run out on?
No. I mean, think of something. I can't.
What about you, Muddy?
Oh, what are we going to run out of, or what are we going to have?
Is there anything on this planet that we're going to run out of? And when I say run out of, I don't mean tainted or destroyed. I'm talking about you don't have it anymore.
Well, now, does that include that if you use it all up, that it's not going to replenish itself?
Well, yeah. That would essentially mean you'd run out of it.
Right. So, but if you use every ounce that you had, and 2 months later you got it back again because it's replenishing itself, then no, there is nothing we could possibly use on this earth planet that we would ever run out of.
Well,
nothing.
Then there you go. You passed the test because, you know, there's folks out there that say, well, we're going to run out of fresh drinking water. Okay. That's it. You know, here's your helmet, little buddy.
Really?
I mean, come on. The people in Dubai have huge desalination plants. The United States Navy have been desalinating water since back in the boiler technician days. You know, if you run out of fresh water, it's only because somebody was too lazy to get up and put the kettle on.
Israel has been making fresh water out of seawater for years. I mean, enough to supply whole cities. And people, and they have advertised that they're willing to help free of charge. Anybody that wants to go to there, they will show them what they're doing, how they're doing it, and nobody's doing it. Nobody's going there. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, they have. I think China has sent some representatives here in the past year or two, and I think there's another country, but I can't think of the name of it. But there's two or three countries that have actually in the past couple of years gone to Israel to learn how they are desalinating ocean water. I mean, they've been doing it for years, 15, 20 years.
Yep. And the key to all this deal right here is... What the heck is all that ruckus? The key to all this deal right here is... Right now, there are people out there in the world... so concerned that we're going to run out of oil and we're not going to have no oil. We got to find new fuels because we need oil. You're never going to run out of oil, folks. You're never going to run out of water. You're never going to run out of oxygen. You're never going... Every single thing that was here when we started this planet is here today and will be here long after you're gone. See, nature has this way about taking things that you don't use and recycling it back into the system. And that includes you yourself, all right? Because you are oxygen, hydrogen, iron. You're a carbon-based life form. And when you die, you go right back into the dirt and you get recycled back in the system again. You might be a shoe in your next life if that's the way things go. You know?
The only bad part about that is we embalm people and put them in concrete caskets and bury them in the dirt. And it takes Mother Earth a couple hundred years to destroy all that stuff so that she can actually get to your body.
Yeah, but still, regardless... 500 yep. years after man, you can't find that man was ever even there once man's gone.
Exactly.
So my point in saying this is, if, you know, people out there, we have every single question answered for us as far as alternative energy, as far as resources. There shouldn't be one single individual on this planet doing without. If you're living in the desert and you're having a drought and I'm having a flood on my side, then let's get together and run a pipeline for flood stage times to fill up your reservoirs from, even if it takes me running a pipeline from mine over here in Missouri all the way down to Florida, you know, and you got a drought going on, you just say, yo, Shaziz, can you turn the spigot on? We're getting a little dry down here. I said, no problem, brother. And then do the same thing for me in the chance that I have a drought. Yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah, call up the Texas. Hey, Raymond, you got some water, man? We're kind of running dry down here because Raymond's getting flooded over there. And so
a year ago, that would have been a good idea because we got a ton of rain over here, man.
Yeah, well, now we're getting it all.
4 years we had a drought, then all of a sudden we got 3-4 times as much rain as we normally get. I mean, dams were overflowing. They were evacuating small towns because dams were getting ready to burst and flood everything out. I mean, it was unbelievable. And now here again, what you said about we're going to build a pipeline? Come on, Shazam. What we need to do is go to electric cars and so we don't have to pump all this gasoline all over the world, I mean, all over the United States. So therefore, the pipeline is already there.
Well, there you go.
Play. Yeah, I mean, every 2 or 3 years, the Mississippi River floods, endangers towns, cities, tens of thousands of people are at risk of their life, and the Mississippi is flooding. The pipeline already exists.
Well, there you
go. Start pumping that water out to the Midwest, where the aquifer is dropping by feet every year. And start pumping in more water out, and it doesn't let it sink down into the aquifer. It will filter itself as it sinks. Duh.
Well, there you go, man. You just kicked on something that's just amazing, because out there in the desert where nobody wants to live, there's a lot of sand. There's a lot of filtration out in the desert, man.
Yes.
And so if you took all your cruddiest water and dumped it in the desert, nature would filter it out and put it back into the system.
And she would take what it filtered out and turn it into fertilizer.
Yeah, and then you'd have doggone plants out there in the desert.
Yeah, tell me. I mean, the aquifer, everybody out in the Midwest that's farming the desert, because the desert is extremely fertile. It just has no water.
Yeah.
So they've drilled wells, and because there's a huge, huge lake that covers like 4 or 5 states underneath the ground. It's called the aquifer. And it's dropping and dropping because they keep pumping the water out and spraying across the crops in the desert, and the sun keeps bleaching it up and causing it to go up in the air and then rain somewhere else. I mean, come on, man. Everything is there. It's plug and play.
What's your thoughts, Muddy?
Ah!
What's your thoughts, ah? I love that guy. He cracks me up.
Didn't see no.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I deserve it.
The thing is, Bobby, you don't even have to stop pumping the gasoline. They put what's called a pig. It's all it is, a big round ball that fits in the pipeline, and they put it between. If they're going to pump kerosene, then they put a pig in and pump kerosene. When they get through pumping the kerosene they want, then they put another pig in and they pump gasoline. And then they pump diesel fuel, paint thinner, whatever. I mean, they can do it. They can do it.
Well, here's the whole deal. All right. Now, we always say they, but the deal is it's not going to be they that does it. Because, first off, I'm not going to pump water in my oil pipeline because I'm the company and I own the oil and I want to make money off my oil. So, right. You know, you guys make your own pipeline for water. Regardless of any of that, look, if this whole entire system was to be managed properly, we would ship water where the water needed. We'd ship electricity where electricity needed. We got every single resource available out here to ensure that everybody can live comfortably. If you don't like living in a dry, drought desert, you should be able to move over to where there is... The climate suits you. Some people like living in Canada where it's cool, or Alaska or whatever, and I can't stand cold weather, so I live in a crazy weather scenario where I get a little bit of everything, you know? I never get too comfortable.
All right. It's been said that the state of North Dakota, that one state alone, where the wind blows 30, 35 miles an hour, 24/7, 24/7. I mean, all the time, 100% of the time, that one state could supply by wind power enough electricity for the entire United States.
Well, they call Chicago the Windy City.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. One third of the state of Nevada, which the government owns 80% of, one third of the state of Nevada has enough sunlight just during the day to supply the entire United States with electricity.
Well, in reality, it's illegal for the federal government to own any property. So, that, you know, that's a scam, man.
Yeah. Well, no American citizen owns it, except that we, being by law, we're American citizens and we own everything the government owns.
Yeah, well, that's the way the deal is. They're supposed to manage it, but what they turn around is they're gathering up resources and blocking off land and calling it natural reserves and stuff. What are you reserving it for? Seriously. I mean, all this stuff out here, you know, everything out there's thousands and thousands and thousands, if not millions, of acres of closed down land with resources available to everybody. And this entire world should belong to each and every individual out here on the planet. So there shouldn't be any reason for anyone to do without. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to protect it from them crazy animals.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You know, more than likely, if you let them animals do what they wanted with it.
What gets me, Shazaz, is we've said this on this program in other ways, in other words, and theories. Everything is here. People aren't paying attention. It's here. The only reason that we're not plugging it in and playing it is because the big boys upstairs that make the money don't want it so.
Well, Russ,
they are so damn dumb. Excuse my French. They are so dumb. They can't figure out how to change the system over to better the people's lives and make money doing it.
Well, Russ, from RWG Research, I posted a link in there. I actually played it on the show. He's somewhere in Texas. There is an alternative energy conference going on, and he's going to be a speaker there. But, man, I would love to go there to talk to those folks. I'd love to stand up on a microphone and ask everybody in that doggone room why it is that we can't get our act together.
Exactly.
You know, and I think he said it was Houston, Texas, or something, Dallas, Texas. Doggone, I can't even remember. I just listened to it a little while ago. But the video link's in the deal. It's in your neighborhood. Maybe you could run over there and tell them to jump on Shazoo's radio and listen in. Cause
I got a little bit, tiny bit better idea. How about I pay for your plane ticket and you fly down here? We'll go together.
Well, I don't know if by the time I get there, the conference will probably be over. Cause
when is it?
I don't know. I'll have to look again.
Find out when. If it's possible, I'll pay for your plane ticket. You and I will go together.
Where in the heck did that thing go, man? It's up in the chat room. But, you know, it's just, it's never, here, I'll send you a link to the video. You'll have to mute your microphone and listen in.
All right.
Let me.
I can do it.
What's up, everybody? My name is Russ, RWGResearch.com.
All right,
is this Saturday anymore?
What?
Is this Saturday morning?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Where you been?
Wow.
Oh, I know. He's confused because it's raining where he is. So he's a rainy day.
Well, I'm sitting in the bed.
Unless it rains. Then it's a rainy day.
All right. I'm posting the link in the Skype there for you, Raymond.
I'm sitting in my hospital bed, and I was thinking it was Friday.
But anyway, this hospital bed, you at the doctor's office?
No, he's in the hospital.
That's where you're calling from?
Yeah, crossed my heart and hope die laughing.
Well, I don't want you dying or nothing like that. You all right?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to release me tomorrow.
Well,
they did a lot of progress here.
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
He just got tired of
the fluid shooting all over my body from one end to the other where it shouldn't be. And they got all that kind of straightened out and figuring it out. And my legs were swollen like you wouldn't believe. And that was after I got here. So I went to the Avalon Urgent Care Center. And after he looked at me and everything, he told me, he says, you got two choices, son. He says, well, you could drive over there to the hospital because you need more stuff done. You need to go over there to the ER. He said, if you want to drive your car over there, you can. He said, if you don't want to drive your car over there, then I'm going to call you an ambulance. Because you ain't going anywhere else.
Well,
so you mean today? He says, yeah, today. Like now.
I hope you get better soon, brother.
Yeah,
you know he's in the doc's office. I'll tell you what, Muddy is one of the...
He woke me up there 191 over 143.
Yeah, and,
yeah, they said that's enough to sit there and start popping brains and your cells in your brains.
Doggone it, Muddy, you're...
The guy had to pump up the that armband. He had to pump it up to 240 pounds just to get it to where it could measure my blood pressure.
Man. Doggone it, Muddy, you're one hardcore mad science guy. You're going to call from the doctor's room.
I was joking with the guy, and I really wasn't. I didn't really think he was all that serious. So he told me, "No, I mean now."
He's going to make me go there. If he thought I was going to try to drive my car anywhere else, he's going to call the fuzz on it.
Man. Well, I'm glad he did. I'm glad somebody had some common sense.
Really?
Yeah. That's the truth, man.
I was the same way years ago in that I didn't like hospitals, didn't like doctors, and blah, blah, blah. But after a while, when you get to a certain age, your body starts shutting down on you. Then you better start listening to somebody. Either that or you know, just boost your head up and give them a wave and say bye.
All right. Well, everybody got to take care of themselves.
Yep. I can't believe it was the doctor beating me over the head. He actually made sense.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad you're at the doctor's office. I'm not glad you had to go to the doctor's office. I wish you was healthy and everything was fine, and I hope you get better soon. But I'm glad you get some care.
The other building. This is the hospital.
All right, so back to mad science there. Like I said, everything that we need, and everybody got to give Muddy props and send him a get well soon card at the doctor's office, because any mad scientist that calls from the sick bed, that's dedication.
Yeah, it is.
Now, wait a minute. Call. I didn't call. Y'all called me.
Oh, no, Raymond did. He called everybody and his brother. Raymond just hits buttons and whatever sticks, sticks.
He's a good man.
Yeah,
he's a good...
That's right.
Good timing, Boom Boom.
Yeah, he just hits a button and calls everybody on the planet and sees what sticks. So, there you go. It always makes for an interesting mad science show. Now somebody's got their chips going. All right. Did I mention we're live?
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, if you got a drought on one side of the planet and you got a flood on the other side of the planet, common sense would dictate take some of that water from one side, put it over there and in the drought. All right? If you have...
Yeah, bring it to the center of the planet.
Yeah, if necessary, heck, why not? I don't know. Heck, put it in tanker trucks and start shipping it over, you know? I'm sure the people in the flood zone would love to get rid of some of that water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, why are we still talking about this stuff? Why are we still talking about alternative energy? You know, I'm so frustrated because I keep on hearing people say there ain't no such thing as free energy, and I already said I'm going to start booting people off of the doggone radio show if they think energy's not free. I'm just going to hang up on them. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it just drives me crazy. The wind's still blowing somewhere. The lightning's still going somewhere. The earth is supposedly turning at 1,000 miles an hour on its axis. The waves continuously go in and out, otherwise you wouldn't hear these phrases like low tide, high tide, and so they're continuously slopping in. There's a tsunami somewhere, there's a flood somewhere, earthquakes, volcanoes, volcanic vents. This planet never sleeps. It's exciting. It's always something going on. It's a never-ending changing system. And if you learn to adapt to that system, you got more energy than you'll ever be able to use in an entire lifetime and then some.
You know, think about this, Matt. I said it's plug and play. The piping system is already there. It is in place. Now, when a large area, say like three states, are flooded up and down the Mississippi River, people aren't driving anywhere. They can't. They're flooded.
Yeah.
So why are we pumping gasoline to them? Why are we pumping the water out to other places? Come on. Think about it in a minute.
A dual-purpose pipeline. In flood stage, you could actually take advantage of that same pipeline and, okay, there's a flood. Sorry, we got to shut the gas off for a second. We got to get rid of some of this water over here.
Exactly.
And shoot it on down the line, get rid of it, fill up somebody's aquifer. You know, it's so simple, it's just retarded.
It is. The only thing that stops them from doing it, they can't figure out how to make money doing it.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. If you want to make money doing it, here you go. For all you people out there that are just caring about the money issue portion of it, you tell somebody on the other side, hey, you got a drought over there, we'll provide a service for so much an hour, we'll pump you thousands of gallons of water over there, you know, at just a time rate, not for the water itself, just for our time to do it, what we normally would have made for pumping oil, we'll pump your water over to you. You know, and they can take some of their tax money and they can, you know, water fund or whatever. Ship it over, fill up the aquifer, everything's back to normal again. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Where there's a will, there's a way. If you're standing next to the ocean and you're dying of thirst, then who's ignorant?
Right. Not stupid. Ignorant.
Yeah, ignorant. It's not because you're stupid. It's just because you aren't knowledgeable in desalinizing water.
Ignorant can be fixed by education.
Yep.
Stupid cannot be fixed.
So.
Fix stupid. It's just that simple.
Yep. There you go, man. And like I said, there is not one single material that is on the planet today that wasn't here when we first started. You just took a dash of this and a dash of that, and you baked a cake, and there it is. Once you're done eating the cake goes back to nature again. Everything! Everything goes back to nature. If you ain't using it, if nature looks over there and it doesn't look like you're using it,
take it back.
It'll take it.
Yes, it will.
Try it. If you don't think I'm telling the truth, folks, don't mow your lawn for a year. See if you ain't living in the jungle.
Impossible.
And
when you're on a zero turn, it's just too much fun to pass up.
Well, there you go, see? But you ain't going to win in the long run whenever your zero turn breaks down and whenever you're old and too tired to run here and you don't. And not interested in the fun portion of it. Nature looks over there. Well, zero turns down. Grass is going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing. And then pretty soon you got little tree sprouts popping up. And then the next thing you know, the wildlife looks over there and they say, hey, wow, look at that oasis out there in the middle of the city. Let's go ahead.
I have an alternative solution for that.
Yeah?
Yep, go get some bamboo. Start planting bamboo. And as it grows, you start weaving it.
Yeah.
There we go. And I'll never run out of house or room again.
The whole thing is that where there's a will, there's always a way. The answer is every answer to every question that we have ever had regarding this earth and whatever out there, we got the answers to. Now, if you can get all these people that I've mentioned on the show time and time and time again together for just 1 month, it won't even take a month. I'm just saying 1 month because in case Murphy's Law kicks in and you can't find a part or a material. But if you can get everybody, all these researchers together for 1 month just to build something to prove it, then it's that simple. Because Russ from RWG Research, man, he's made things. He's got skills, Sky Collection over there, deeds, Ryan Abrams, Terry Woodruff, myself, Muddy, Raymond, and all the other people that's been on the Mad Science Show and even the Knights of the Round Table for that matter. They got skill sets. Everyone is a piece of the puzzle. Bring these pieces of the puzzle together and you get the big picture. How much more simpler could it be than that?
You know, I'm just wondering, I mean, this is not a suggestion, it's a question, okay? We do this radio show, and we tell all these people what to do, how to do it, and everything else, and we've been, Buddy, you, me, everybody, we all on the show have a YouTube website where we show people how to do this, how to do that. We do this for free.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I own a construction company, everybody knows that, and we do demolition jobs where we go in, there was a business that closed down, there's another business that wants to go in, so we have to go in and tear the thing up. Long story short, I have all these 2 foot by 4 foot fluorescent light fixtures. I can't take them to the dump. They don't want them because of the plastic in them and the ballast. The ballast got so much oil in it. It's that thick oil that you cut with a knife and keep with a fork. But anyway, so I have to pay somebody to take the plastic out and take the ballast out so I can sell the tin that the fixture's made out of which I don't even get a third back of what the labor took to prepare that way. So what I do, I put pictures of them on YouTube free. Come get them. 6 months on Craigslist and not one telephone call.
Wow.
I put them on there for $5 a piece, and holy cow, I'm getting 3 or 4 calls a week. I'm getting at least one person a week coming by and getting 20 or 25 of them or 10 or whatever. Sometimes you can't give something away. If you give it away, it has no value.
Well, I'll tell you what, then that's where we got to sell our advice.
What I'm doing is I'm selling these things for dollars a piece. I mean, you know, it's not, I'm not making any money doing it. Not really. I mean, wow, $100 every 2 or 3 weeks? I mean, come on. But at least I'm getting it back out there.
Yeah.
And I'm having fun doing it. So why don't we just make a book or a DVD or something like that and sell a copy of the thing. People will buy it faster than they'll take it for free.
Like
I said, you can't fix stupid.
All right, here's an idea, man. We got to get this, we're going to do this book, we got to get this going. I'm gonna try to get at least one page of it started, and I'll ship that one page over to you guys, and you guys can add to the book, and we'll just keep on shipping it in PDF form back to each other until we get the book completed, and then whoever has the resource to print it out, we'll start printing them. What do you think?
Excellent. Good idea.
And we'll sell it for 5 or 10 cents. What do you think?
A dollar shipping and handling.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm going to be rich.
Well, you know.
10 cents, nobody would buy it. A dollar? Maybe.
All right. Well, I'm not good at marketing, and I'm not good at business. You're good at that kind of stuff. So when it gets down to the point where we actually got to put a price tag on it and send it out there, you know, and when they understand it, all the funds are going to go towards researchers out there. That's the key. You know,
if I
get on YouTube and I see a researcher that's doing really amazing work and he has a donation deal for, you know, keeping his work going or whatever, then I would have funds at my disposal to send that guy some money to speed his process up.
That's it. That's it. We don't sell our product. We give it away for contributions.
There you go, man.
They contribute to our cause, and our cause is to fund.
Well, there you go. That's brilliant, Raymond. We could make a list up of all these researchers, and then people could actually choose from the list who they want to support.
Yes, yes, excellent. I love it.
All right, somebody help me remember and organize this deal, because you know, I got tons of ideas, but I couldn't sell gold tooth to. You know, somebody.
That's we're not going to sell it.
Well, I'm saying,
for contributions.
My marketing skills stink. You know, I'm a terrible salesman. And so, with that said, I could help build everything. You know, I got tons and tons of ideas. I just ain't never been able to try to. You know, I usually have to give something away to sell it.
There you go.
Anyway. I'd just like to see this come to pass. I'd like to see an alternative energy book out there that showcases all the YouTube channels out there of people doing really good work. And so if anybody out there listening wants to donate some time and effort towards bringing me a list, a PDF form, or even notepad for that matter, of links to the best researchers that they can find, and somebody else out there finds some more that we can add to it, we'll make up a book of researchers out there that people can go check out in the alternative energy community. And even in the alternative medicine and so on and so forth. The way that we could get all this out is to actually put it down into either a CD book form or a PDF book form or something, and be able to distribute it that way. You see what I mean? We wouldn't even really have to print. All we'd have to do is send somebody a PDF of all the information, and they can print it out at their own leisure.
Right. For $1.95.
Yeah. So we will gather up all of our research, and we will put it all in one consolidated deal to where everybody would have access to everything that we already know, and all they'd have to do when they're looking for a certain subject is find it on the CD-ROM or flash drive or whatever. I think we can do that.
Yep.
That's not too much to ask. And all the researchers out there who want to be involved and who want to showcase their YouTube channel, they could write up their own information of what their channel's about, and we could add it to the deal, because that's the one thing amazing about PDF files is you can add to them, see?
Excellent. I like it.
So there we go.
And therefore, we remain, like we said, we are donating our time, our money, for the radio show. We want to give things away, but nobody wants it. Okay? So we're going to have everybody donate their knowledge of, like you said, the websites and the independents, not the big company, but the independents. The guy like Buddy with his wind turbines, you with your high voltage deal, I mean, Steve with his experimenting with different light sources and different colors and this, that, and other to germinate seeds and make them grow healthier, stronger, naturally. You know, things like that. We're going to donate our time to put all this together, and other people donate their ideas. Then when we get it all together, then we can put the list out, and we don't sell it, but we give it to anybody that wants it that will donate to our cause, because we want to donate to what money to help other people. So we're not going to make a dime. We don't want to. We're a non-profit organization. Absolutely no profit whatsoever.
Well,
what we do.
We can go out and
help other people.
I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to go out and purchase a flash drive. Probably a pretty good size one first, until we find out what size we're actually going to need. And I'm going to start a file off, and if we have to, we can mail it back and forth to each other and, you know, load stuff on it. But that's one of the ways we could actually get this thing started, or have somebody who's willing to hold the flash drive and download and store this information on a flash drive that gives everybody every bit of information from every single subject, from Stirling engines to hydrogen technology, wood gasifiers, and any of this information that we've been talking about here on YouTube and Shaziz Radio all this time. And once we get that down, we could set up an eBay deal where it's essentially this is what you do. If you want to purchase this to help support a specific researcher, you'll pick through the list of who it is that it goes to, and then you will basically be buying one from them right out of the gate. They'll get the benefits of that money, and they'll be able to build their YouTubes up. What do you think?
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, that's the way we can get we the people working together, you know, because if somebody's interested in alternative energy, you know, they would like to know everything that's out there. And it took me years to go through, to sort through all the different technologies available. And we will even put in there a caution section. These are researches that we found in the past that although the portions of their work might be good, you might want to not try to buy from these individuals until you research it fully. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Because there are researchers out there who are trying to make money, but they don't got the product necessarily completely finished. They're just trying to make as much money as they possibly can.
Right.
You see what I mean? And that's not in the best interest of those individuals out there who are really trying to get off the grid. There's ways to filter water. There's ways to store electricity. There's ways to do everything that you need to do. Alternative methods for everything. Air conditioning, something as simple as a 30-foot culvert pipe buried 6 feet under the ground. Sucks hot air from the outside, brings cool air up into the inside of your house. And so with that said, pictures, links, documentation or whatever, all of that, we'll start putting it on a flash drive and in a nice orderly fashion where you can actually search this drive to find what it is you're looking for. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got any thoughts, buddy?
Nah, not at all. Just woke up.
Oh, well, don't trip over your IV cord.
Oh, no, I got enough of them. I feel like Gulliver, man.
Hey.
I got all these little plastic stick-on nipples. They got these things that snap onto it. And I feel like Gulliver. They got them all wired down.
Well, if we were there, if Raymond and I were there, we could help you out, man. We could build a crude Tesla coil and charge you up and, you know, hold these two wires, Muddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Fingers first.
Yeah.
Muddy knows that dry skin doesn't conduct electricity because he watched me playing around one night with electric flash water.
Well, that's right.
Remember that, Scott? I had to lick my hand in order to get the thing to zap my hand.
Does he trust our doctoring skills?
I don't know about that.
Oh, Raymond's got electric taste buds.
Yeah. I was licking that flash water like it was a big old lollipop. Everybody.
Yeah, and I kept expecting him to speak in tongues until I got him one good time, and then he spoke in tongues.
Yeah. It was cool, man.
All right, so anyway, that sounds like a good plan to me, man.
Yep.
That sounds like the best go that if we actually get this. I'm going to try to do a YouTube video here within the next week, as long as nothing goes wrong. I'm going to try to do a YouTube video, a call out to all the alternative energy researchers out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell them what it is that we're trying to do, and hopefully we can get these folks together on the same page. And it's not going to be anything that, you know, they'd really have to go out of their way to do. I mean, outside of you know, whatever they want to showcase on their channel to go on this flash drive as far as alternative energy research, then they'd just send us a PDF of it, and we'd add to the deal.
Hey, I got an idea that I don't even want to talk to you about it yet. I want to do a sample and show you first. What I want is this picture that you have of you, you know, holding your two fingers up, your wild hair, your Tesla coil behind you and all.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture just like that on your computer somewhere?
Yeah.
Can you email it to me?
Yeah, why?
Well, I've got an idea. I got a kick butt idea. I want to make a sample of it and see what's going on, and let you approve it. If you approve, then we got it.
Well, it's real simple. Just go on Mad Science channel. Or just go to www.shazizradio.com. All right, and all you got to do is right click on the picture and save it, and you got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's going to take a sample of it and make an X sample of it.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I'm going to take the sample and turn it into an example.
On the main page on shazizradio.com, the very first page, it's right there.
Okay.
All you got to do is right-click on it and save.
Gotcha. Save picture as.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll do it. I think you're going to be surprised what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, save picture as sample. And when you're done with it, you call it example.
Right. And it will be an example.
He looked like the electrified punk dancer when he's done.
Well, one of these days, if I'm driving down a road and I see that up on a billboard, I'm going to laugh so hard I'll probably wreck my car.
There you go.
Oh, man. And because, look, man, I've been trying to get people to Shaziz Radio for a long time, and I've been trying to get them in front of the microphone. We put this network together and this platform for everybody out there. So if you're working in alternative energy, if you're interested in alternative energy, or just got ideas, or you have a message you need to get out, then jump on over here. It's easy as a Skype call. That's how I'm talking to these folks right now. Right?
Right.
So It's that easy. If you can't get a hold of Shaziz, you're not trying. Because all you got to do is drop a message somewhere where you know I'm going to show up. I'm in the chat room. I jump in there all the time, check to see if anybody's talking or whatever. And if I don't get back to you right immediately, then I will get back to you. Send me an email at shaziz@yahoo.com or shazizradio@yahoo.com or throw me a message in the Skype or throw me a message out on Facebook or throw me a message on YouTube. Just say, hey, I've been trying to talk to you for a while, you know. Point it out. Write it all in caps so that you see like you're shouting or something.
You write it all in caps, you're doing it like money.
Yeah. So anyway, we got the everything.
We're on worldwide radio.
We got everything it is that we need. All we need is people to come together. So, well, check this out. We just got We just got a really rude comment over on the Awake Radio side. It says a book more like a boof. You guys are so irrelevant in science community on YouTube. All you do is talk about all our vids, then act as if it's easy and you knew already. Do it already. Try thinking on your own. Nobody wants your help. All you are trying to do is affiliate yourself with legitimate scientific minds. You're not fooling anyone anymore. Maybe you need to start reviewing movies. That is probably one of the most idiotic comments that I have ever had the displeasure of reading in my entire life.
Well, that's his opinion. You've got to honor his opinion. You take it for what he says, and that's his opinion. It doesn't mean that it's 100% true. It doesn't mean that he's 100% insightful. But, you know, then again, I've seen people sit there and chew me out on my videos and all that kind of stuff and tell me that I have no idea what I'm talking about. Now, I'm talking out my head, you know.
Well, listen.
At least I'm not talking out my rear.
To respond to the ignorance, this is all you do is try to affiliate yourself with legitimate scientific minds. That's ridiculous. I'm trying to help promote these guys. I don't want nothing from them. I don't ask nothing from them. I'm not trying to get any money off of anybody. I'm just trying to point out some brilliant minds out there to everybody on the planet. It has nothing to do with affiliation. And so for somebody to come out there and try to say that I'm just trying to ride off the back of other scientific minds in this world, it's beyond ludicrous. It's ridiculous. And, you know, it's just these kind of people like that are the reason why everything is the way that it is, because that's their mindset. It's sheer stupidity. Now, I'm pointing out the technology exists to do exactly what it is, and these folks, you know, like this, coming in here disrupting.
I'm not going to insult his mind. I'm not going to insult his mind and call it sheer stupidity. It is his opinion. That's it.
Well,
it's the way he sees it from his point of view. I mean, if you're under a car and, you know, it's a beautiful Mercedes, but you're under that car and you're working on it, it's pretty ugly under there. It's a, you know, it's not a pretty Mercedes. But if you're standing up on top of it or you're inside of it and the AC's going and it's a hot day, it's a beautiful Mercedes. So it just depends on where he's standing, his point of view. And he's got a right to his point of view.
Yeah, everybody's got a right to that, but they don't have the right to go out there and tell you that you're trying to ride off the backs of somebody when you're not. I ain't tried to ride off the backs of nobody. I try to promote them. Promoting them ain't riding off their back. I'm trying to get people to go over to Deeds' channel, because Deeds only got a few hundred subscribers when he should have a few hundred thousand subscribers, because his work is amazing.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying every 5 seconds come over and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You know, I'm not saying, hey, send me money. I'm not saying buy my product. I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. I'm providing a service for the community out there for absolutely free out of my own pocket. I pay for all the network. I pay for all the website. I won't take any money from anybody. And so I'm not trying. I ain't got nothing to gain here. I'm not looking for fame or fortune. If I did, I would be going as my own personal name as opposed to my YouTube name out there on the deal. If this was for fame and fortune and notoriety and financing and funding, I failed.
Yeah, you're not making money. You're putting money out. You're supporting what you're doing. That's right.
Well, like I said, you know what? He can have his opinion. But he's wrong.
Yeah, if it's for profit, money must go into your pocket, not leave your pocket. So, you the man. This is Shaziz Radio because Shaziz paid for it.
That's right. The thing is, you know, I'm trying to get people motivated. I'm trying to get people thinking outside the box. I'm trying to get all this brilliance come to light because everybody says that there's something wrong with this world. Is there something wrong with this world or not?
Well, right? Of course there is.
Well, then why ain't humanity fixing it? We got all the answers. That's why I call it mad science.
But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't let him drink. I mean, you can't make him drink.
I got over 200 and some odd videos out there on YouTube. Over 200 and some odd videos. And
heck, I got over 200 and some odd videos.
Well, either way, I've done my work. And I keep doing my work. I keep putting ideas out there for free. I don't have to share what I've figured out with people. I can try to stash it back and patent it and try to get rich off of it. But I don't. I put it out there for everybody in this world for free because I want to try to put my positive pebble into the pond to make things better. Has nothing to do with me being affiliated with anybody.
That's right. You know what? Here, let me bring it into perspective. There'd be a guy out there, he sees one of my videos, he says, gee, it's really stupid having these bright fluorescent green letters on your screen here, and the fact that they scroll from bottom and they scroll all the way up to the top. It's just, you know, it would have been okay for your stupid video, except if for that, I would have watched your video, you know, but well, I can't stand these fluorescent green lights scrolling from the bottom to the top of your screen, and blah, you know what? I looked at it. I looked at this guy's channel. He ain't made. I got 230 something videos, and I'm trying to do this. You know, spent my time. Each one of these videos represent at least 8 hours of time in editing and squeezing info into it. So I go over to this guy's channel. He ain't even made his first video, number one, and he's trying to tell me how to make videos. And you know what? He hadn't done anything for anybody out there. He hasn't written a single positive comment to anybody out there, much less constructive criticism. The only thing I saw out of this man was criticism, and that's not the thing. So here he is, and he's going to put other people down. I told him, I said, I'll tell you what, buddy, why don't you go get your potato off the couch and put it in the pot and go make a video so we can make as much fun of you as you are of us. And let's see, you know, it seems like everything you say to everybody is tearing them down. Let's see if we can give you some positive criticism after you make your very first video.
Yeah, and you've already put in the work. You made the videos.
Yeah, that's the kind of people that make the comment that you're talking about. They got to either put up or shut up is all I got to say.
Well, and these folks out there, if these folks out there really say that we got the global warming, the climate change, the climate disruption, whatever it's going to be next week, if they really say there's wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence and our world is jacked up, then it's up to humanity to do something about it. And if people can't get off their booties to do anything about it, and if smart mouths want to jump up in chat rooms and start degrading people and trying to falsely accuse them of trying to write right off the backs of somebody else's hard work, that's ridiculous. We ain't never tried to say anything that we've done was our idea and our idea alone. We've always repeated the same doggone thing, that these ideas have been around since the early 1700s, 1800s, 1900s through modern day time. The energy has always been there. And it's just because somebody...
You know this comment that came back to me after I wrote back to him?
What?
He said, well, if you don't want my help, I won't give it to you.
Okay. I don't want your help.
Well, if it's a troll, it's a troll. If it's a government agent, it's a government agent. But hear me now. I ain't going to shut up. And I ain't never going to shut up. You've tried to boot me off before. You trashed my stuff, and I came back, and I came back with a vengeance, and I'm still here, regardless of how hard you tried to get rid of me. I'm still here. So the trolls failed, the government failed. I don't care. All I'm saying is this.
On your new motherboard, right?
Yeah. If you want to fix this world, then we got to get together and we got to do it, period. It ain't like we ain't got the answers, because we do have the answers. So, now I got Justin in there. You can go down and read that comment. Anyway, all I can say is that, you know, we started this show off years ago, and we started sharing information with people. And we gave everybody the opportunity to take that message and run with it. And we gave them the direction to go. Actually, we showed them. We gave them links. We gave them ideas. Hand over fist. And we actually had trolls back in the day that kept saying, well, this is all about seeking solutions, and you haven't put one solution on the table. Really? Seriously, I've got over 200 and some odd YouTube videos. Let me look at the exact number there. Because, you know, in my mind, anytime you put 200 and some odd videos out there of all kinds of mad science and give them ideas of all kinds of stuff with some entertainment to boot, I'd say that's doing something. You know? I got 6,803 subscribers. I don't think they're there because I'm cheating them. I don't think they're there because they don't like what I got to say. I don't think they're there just for the fun of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the way I look at it here, buddy, I mean, like I was saying, I'm not trying to insult somebody intelligent, but if they want to sound stupid, go ahead, sound stupid. You know, I'm not going to stop you from it.
There's 239 videos on my YouTube.
The only thing I want to hear is, what are you doing? Are you making a video? Are you trying to help somebody? Are you giving constructive criticism instead of criticism? What are you doing? Are you chewing people down because maybe it makes you feel better than them? As though that you have exalted yourself? Or are you trying to help them and say, hey, it'd be pretty cool if you did this with your video, then it would be even more awesome.
Hey,
see, that's the constructive criticism. I don't want to hear people sitting there going, oh, you're stupid, you know, because that's the stupidest thing anybody can say. Okay?
Well, Justin wanted me to read out a comment that he posted in the chat room. I hope it ain't got nothing.
You want to call me a moron? Just call me more on the ball than you are. That's it. And I'll accept that as good constructive criticism.
Alright, Justin Aldridge says, if it keeps typing, I'm not going to be able to read this because it keeps scrolling up on me. So, Justin, hold your typing for a second. He said, when will the whole world descend, truly comprehend? The whole world is only here for their own vanity, truly not for each other or humanity. When will the whole world stand up? Man, I can't even read this.
I'll buy that. Pretty, but they got their eyes on themselves more than other people when they're trying to help. They'll help themselves, but they won't help nobody else. They believe in what they believe. And, yeah, it's a selfish thing. I agree with it.
not a lot of it. But all people aren't like that. Where'd Raymond go?
I'm not exactly sure. We're going to go to a music break, folks. So stay tuned. Peace and love, everybody. You're listening to Mad Science.
Two. game is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Thank you.
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Everybody, you're listening to Mad Science. I gotta point out something. You know, one of the things that frustrates me the most about this whole deal, and Muddy kind of mentioned this about YouTube channels and no videos on people who criticize and all that. You know, the way that comment was read out to me told me that this individual pretty much thinks that they're a scientist or whatever. And regardless of all that, is that, you know, if you got something to bring to the table, bring it to the table. If you've got something better than what we're talking about, then bring it. You know, the whole concept is this platform is put up here. What is that noise? This whole concept is this platform is put up here to benefit everybody. It gives you a microphone that you can jump up there and talk. It's not just the hosts that are doing things positive towards bringing information. Stephen Gibbons, he's in the chat room a lot. He always posts a lot of really good links. And this one that he just posted here today over at the superchat.html, I'll read Stephen's comment first. He said, This could be as big as the internet for advancement of science and humanity, but I bet there will still be a lot of hidden under the guise of military potential. Basically, what he posted a link to a website out there, sciencemag.org, and it says, in a dramatic statement, European leaders call for immediate open access to all science scientific papers. And you have to go and read the article yourself, but either way, that's what I've been talking about. I got some sort of feedback, Muddy. What's going on?
Don't know. I didn't do anything.
I don't know. Somebody need to mute their mic or something. Anyway, scientific papers, there's tons and tons of papers out there. There's tons and tons of research out there. Not all of it hits the public. Not all of it hits the school books. It's kind of like this, you know, there's folks out there got this whole argument between separation and church and state. But on the other hand, you're going to force somebody who might be a believer to study evolution as it's completely fact, or, you know, creation. In my book, you should teach both sides of the story. That way somebody can actually look at the research, formulate their own opinion, and move on down the road to their own choosing. But, you know, the same in the science community. Just because you don't agree with a theory doesn't mean that makes that theory incorrect, or there might be something in that theory that with something in the other theory that actually solves the problem at the end of the deal. So, you could put it in the school
book. That's exactly what I was saying a while ago. If you don't agree with a theory, at least put one out there that we can agree with, or try to agree with. Give us some constructive. Go ahead and give us something positive to try to see if it works and fits.
That's it.
You know?
That's it in a nutshell.
If you're trying to put a square through a triangle hole and a square on it, you're trying to put a triangle through a round hole. You know, at least give me something that says, okay, at least this shape is down there on your board. Try this one. Pick one of them holes with this one.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, you know, the advancement of humanity is what the ultimate goal is supposed to be. And so if you want humanity to advance, you need to put some sort of buffet of information out there on the table for everybody to know what they have access to. Am I wrong?
Right.
Well,
don't just criticize other stuff there. Put something positive up there for us at least to consider.
Yeah.
To be better than what is up here, you know?
But to just come right out and try to, you know, falsely accuse somebody just riding off the back of everybody else's glory, you know, that's just stupid to me. You know, because I've done my work. I've done more work than a lot of folks. And, you know, I call it mad science, because it is mad science. I pay for the doggone stream. I pay for the website. I don't ask anybody for any money. I'm not asking anybody to promote my stuff for me. All I'm saying is if you like it, pass it on. You see what I mean?
Right.
If you don't like it, you don't have to take it. It's that simple.
Don't tell me it's stupid to try to mow that field with that zero turn.
Yeah.
You know? At least tell me you got a, you know, a push mower or a butter knife. Tell me what you're going to mow it with, you know? you actually got a brush hog and a tractor? Well, great, sure, then I agree with you.
Well, we can't fix this world until everybody gets up and does something about it. And folks like that are just a hindrance. That's all they do. You know, while they're out there cutting people down and discouraging people from thinking outside the box and trying to do research, maybe somebody believes that they can defy the laws of physics, and maybe they actually can, but they get discouraged because they say, well, no, that's written in stone. You can't do that. It ain't going to work. The more you tell somebody something ain't possible, then some people like myself will do whatever it takes to figure out whether it is or isn't possible, but other people will get discouraged and just stop research altogether. You see what I mean? Did I lose you guys?
No, my wife just showed up.
Oh, well, tell her I said hi.
Hello.
Hello. We're live on air, and we're hollering about how people want to be ignorant and come around trolling people and basically discouraging people from doing research that's trying to benefit the world. You know, these folks, they don't put nothing out there to help nobody. All they do is run around and cause a havoc, a ruckus. They throw monkey wrenches in everybody's machine. Instead of being productive, they're being destructive. You see what I'm saying?
Can you describe the ruckus?
Yeah, a ruckus is this doggone turkey out there giving us a rash while we're sitting here trying to talk about something that we want to do to help people out for free.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. It is mad science after all. Don't I have a right to get mad on my own radio show, for Pete's sake?
Mad science.
Yeah, well, if you're standing next to the ocean and you're dying of thirst, who's ignorant, you or me? I mean, like, I'm going to go somewhere where there's water, or I'm going to learn how to desalinize water, and I'm going to drink water. It's as simple as that. And if you think that carbon emissions are causing global warming / climate change / climate disruption or whatever it's going to be next week whenever the weather doesn't agree with their math, then if you think that's the truth, then you should be out there supporting individuals such as myself and Muddy and Raymond and all the individuals in alternative energy who are actually doing the work to research to find clean, renewable alternative energy. Instead of going out there trying to knock them, you know, probably some little zit-faced 7-year-old on the doggone computer out there bad-mouthing people when he should be doing some chores and studying a school book. Was that too rude, Muddy? Hey, where'd you go? All right, anyway. Look, I ain't trying to be offensive. I'm just upset.
I had to close the door. Somebody drilling out in the hall.
That must have been what that noise was.
That's what that noise was.
All right. Well, anyway, basically what we're talking about is trying to put together a flash drive, CD, and a PDF that we can actually distribute out to people, and you know, the donations would go directly to their researcher of choice that they enjoyed watching and was interested in that particular research. Because the only problem with all these alternative energy researchers is funding. They just don't have the finances or the resources to do stuff. But if you can get them together, you can support them, you can help them with the doggone... It might be something as simple as if you got an aluminum can over there that they need for a project, you mail them the aluminum can, for Pete's sake. You see what I mean?
Yep.
It's just that, in my mind, it's so simple, it's just ridiculous. But in other people's mind out there, you know, it's got to be complicated. Everything has to be complicated. If you can't defy Lenz's law and you don't want Lenz's law to take effect in whatever it is that you're working on, then never invoke Lenz's law. You know the laws of physics. You know what happens and how it happens. But if you get a deeper understanding of why Lenz's law actually occurs to begin with, then you know that the when you induce a current in the coil of wire, that it will create a opposing field as long as you're drawing your load directly off of it. You're letting the doggone energy come out the system, go through whatever it is that you're using, and then go right back into the same system, which in turn creates a second field that starts to bog down the generator head. So why don't you just take off the energy that you want, put it in a completely different form, take that form and change it back into something else that you can use again without directly draining that load off of that generator. It's common sense.
Storing it as hydrogen usually keeps a lot longer than any other form.
Well, there's tons of ways, though. That's the key.
Right.
Look, in the same law of physics, it still says energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but you can change the form of it, right?
Right.
So, you know, they're always talking about heat losses, friction. Well, there's frictionless bearings out there. People have done research on magnetic bearings. They've done research on all kinds of stuff, different types of oils that reduce friction. So, if there's a problem out there and there's an answer to resolve it, but you're not listening to that answer, then whose fault is it? It's mine, because I'm like a mad science guy and I keep repeating myself over and over again.
I hear you. I think one of the cool ways of storage, they say you can store a lot of doggone energy in a small spot. I think the record is storing it in salt. We barely dilute the salt, and it will handle so much heat that something about the size of like 36 feet diameter will be enough to sit there and heat a whole doggone complex overnight from the heat that was stored from the sun in the daytime.
Well, you know, people, if they don't think that you can store all kinds of energy, one, Muddy just gave a perfect example of ways to store energy. If you've ever got in the back seat of an old pickup truck and sat on the spare tire sitting in the back, and suddenly you had to stand up real quick because you was burning your biscuits, then you have witnessed stored energy. That heat will stay in that rubber tire for a long time, even after the sun goes down. Still going to be warm. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I've spent time sitting there going through a bunch of tires in the shop back, sucking out the water down in the bottom of them, there, you know, to keep the mosquitoes from festering and all that. So you just got to run into them all. There's a long pile of these hot tires. And you're doing everything you can not to touch these tires for very long, because they are hot.
Yep.
So also, when you're close to them, it's humid because steam's coming off the water in them tires, and them tires are hot, reflecting heat back at you, and you got the sun beating down on you. You'll know at that point that them black tires can store a lot of energy.
Oh yeah, it's like an incubator for the skeeters. Instead of draining the water out, put some dish soap in there and let them kill themselves off, man.
Yeah, the best thing there, in order to keep it from getting hot and humid and steam rising off and stuff, you just go through it with the shop vac. I mean, you got the nice long piece of hose there. Every tire, just go. It's quick. It's just like there's three of them that quick, you know.
Yep. Well, anyway, there's answers for everything out there, man. It's just come up to the table, to the buffet of information, and take away what you need, and, you know, use it, share it, That's it. That's what the whole deal Shazia's Radio is all about. It's sharing information. Ain't about somebody getting famous or rich. I mean, if I was out to get famous or rich, I failed. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. I don't want to be rich or famous. All I want to do is see a better world for my children and my children's children and your children and so on and so forth. I want to see people stop fighting over resources. Why are you fighting over oil when there's tons and tons of other energy, useful energy deals out there? So many different ways to the same goal. Run your car on water, run your car on wood gas, run your car on coal, run your car on firewood, run your car on oil or gasoline or diesel, whatever it is, whatever you choose. Anything that is atomized will burn. Period. So,
every time you have a surface area, you have a collection area.
So yep.
You're collecting, and converting, and you're converting what's out there into what you want.
Yep. Store static energy.
Take a 12-foot by 4-foot solar hot water heater. You know, when I need a piece of roof down there in that pallet shed, I'm going to take that 12-foot by 4-foot piece of solar hot water heater, and I'm going to lay it up there. And that's going to shade my roof and keep it cool inside without having to cool the roof. It's just, it's already shaded. It's shaded by the hot water heater. But I got 12-foot by 4-foot, which is 36 feet. 36 square feet of doggone collection area. That's going to heat up a lot of water. That whole hot water is going to come down. I'm either going to use it as a shower, I'm going to use it as to wash dishes or whatever, or I'm going to circulate it, and let's see if I can get a Stirling engine to start spinning around and making some electricity and sticking it in the batteries.
Well, there you go, man. And basically what we've had to do because we didn't have access to machine shops and milling equipment that we needed to actually build devices was that we had to go out and we had to find alternative devices such as the X13 motors out of air conditioning and units, the coils and magnets and stuff out of old microwaves, and the stator motors out of the direct drive Samsung or Fisher and Paykel washing machine motors, just to show people how they can turn any permanent magnet motor into a doggone generating source. And then they can take and rectify that for DC to charge batteries. I mean, dude, the answers have been there all along. You know, and as far as over unity or zero point or perpetual motion, we're not even trying for that. And as far as free energy, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it, because nature has provided tons and tons and tons of methods of power. All you have to do is tap into it. It's that simple.
I'm walking across the sidewalk barefoot.
Yeah. You know, the internal combustion engine, as far as I'm concerned, is over unity. You take the radiator out of that thing, and that thing will generate enough heat to destroy itself. So, tell me that there ain't no such thing as over-unity.
Well, that's, you know, collecting. I mean, you've got to be able to get rid of heat, just like on a Stirling engine.
You've got to be able
to get rid of heat for the Stirling engine to work right.
At what point does it become over-unity? You see what I'm saying?
I could take a propane torch and a little bit of oxygen, put them together and hit a nut and melt that nut. That doesn't mean it's over unity. It just means it's getting too hot in the form that you had it set for.
I'm going to add Justin to the call.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get him in here.
I got the opportunity. I'm back.
Yay!
All right, sorry about that, fellas. Hey, business is business.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. The show goes on with or without anybody, because that's what, you know, that's what we're good at. You know, we keep the show flowing, even in worst times. If it takes duct tape or baling wire to keep it going, we're still on air. How long have we been on air? A long time. And folks, that all came out of my pocket It came out of Raymond's pocket. It came out of Muddy's pocket. We all paid for everything it is that we brought to you for free. You see what I'm saying? We're not trying to sell you nothing. We're trying to show you something. There's a difference.
Right.
Well, I added Justin to the call, so if he picks up, he picks up. If he don't, he don't. I can't help that.
That's an ugly demon.
And now I don't know, maybe this is okay, he should be there.
All the water congestion and the visceral fat and all this stuff clearing up. He's been working with that. And when he gives it a break, my legs aren't re-swelling up like they were. He's looking for which medicines I'm going to be taking when I leave here, so the stuff doesn't keep on cascading again.
Well, we hope you get better soon, Muddy. So anyway, that's what we've been talking about. That's it. That's all I can think, you know. What do you think, Graham? You got any ideas? 'Cause I've already blown my stack, you know. I mean,
I was listening with one ear and to you guys talking, and the other ear to my agent down there in Hood County. He's getting ready to buy about 20 or 30 more lots for me.
Cool. Well, basically, I'm just saying, look, if you're gonna get out there and criticize, you need to be prepared to do some hard work and prove your point to people instead of just getting out there running your mouth and telling everybody how stupid they are for because you disagree. And most generally, those ones that are doing that, they got the science book, you know, so far in their nose that they guess that's all they know. You know, it ain't no thinking outside the box. It ain't no recognizing that the lightning strikes are happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year somewhere on this planet. Now, knowing that, how can you tap into that? You see what I mean?
Yep.
And the wind's blowing, and the sun's shining, and the water's flowing, and the earth is shaking, and the heat, and everything. All this stuff can be turned into usable energy, and it can be done environmentally sound where you're not destroying nothing. If you got a flood on one side of the planet, divert some of that water to the part that has the doggone drought, man.
Yeah.
How hard is it? Jeez. I'm going insane, man. You know, if Pete and Repeat were on a boat and Pete fell off, who'd be left?
Repeat, because Pete got out early.
Yeah. Well, all I can say.
To me now.
When
I was talking to my wife, was I live?
Yeah, you was live. Everybody knows your doctor plan. It's a good thing. Good thing you wasn't having some other type of surgery.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, folks, you know, I don't promote my YouTube channel like, you know, somebody told me I should tell everybody my YouTube channel like every 5 minutes so that they know, you know. If you want to go over and look up Shaziz on YouTube, Mad Science, you're going to find some crazy stuff. I can put crazy stuff out there. It's got to be entertaining. It's got to be educational. It's got to be worthwhile. Otherwise, I wouldn't have 6,800 subscribers over there looking. And Muddy's got multitudes times more of that than I do.
When you promote yourself so much, if you start to sound like Al Franken,
yeah.
Call that over.
Well, I'm not into. If somebody's interested, they'll look it up, man. I'm not out there trying to buy subscribers or trying to become famous. That's not what it's about. It's about trying to pick through all the brains out there and find the ones that are willing firsthand and that are able, add something to piece to the puzzle so we can get the big picture done. And the big picture, as far as I'm concerned, is saving the planet. If that's what you think is going on, if the planet's in trouble, then we need to work on it.
You try to buy subscribers, they'll be gone next week.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, man. All I'm trying to do is fix the world that they said was broken. That's it.
Yeah.
And I can't do it myself because I don't have the resources. You know, that's why that conference, if I could actually go there and talk to those people, and if they'd actually take the time to listen to what it is that I got to say, maybe I could motivate them to helping me help them. You see what I mean?
Yep.
But the key is, I got to get there on time, whenever they're there, and they got to be willing to listen to what I got to say. You know, chances are I could go all the way there, and they wouldn't let me talk, because I got too many people already wanting to talk. You know? That's the deal. You know, one of the things that frustrates me in the religious spectrum out there, and, you know, hate to bring that up, but it's relevant to what I'm trying to explain to you, is the fact that, you know, you got a pastor of a church, and you got people underneath him, and they got like an orderly structure, and if suddenly I feel like there's something on my heart that I need to tell everybody, I'm 9 times out of 10 not going to be allowed to stand up there and say my piece. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people go about not getting heard. They're not heard in the mainstream media. They're not heard in the music industry. They're not heard in church. They're not heard in the alternative energy community. They're not heard in the governments. And so we put a platform together so they could be heard.
Right.
If you're a singer and you can't get your music played on the mainstream radio, then send your tune over to me. I've already offered. I'll play it for you. As long as there ain't no foul-mouthed heathen music going on there, we're not trying to insult everybody or offend the planet. But if you got a good music, you know, don't matter if you're the best singer in the world. If you want people to hear it, then put it out.
That's excellent. You've never said that before.
Yeah, I've said it many times, but nobody heard it.
Probably on days that I wasn't on the show.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I've heard you say it, and I like that idea. Because, you know, we do take music break from every show.
Yeah, I'd love to play your music for you.
If you help some promising young artist, you know, get their work out there, yeah, that's excellent.
This is Shaziz Radio. Shaziz Radio is everybody's radio. It's your network. All you got to do is use it. You know, and hey, Stephen just posted another link in there of another researcher, Lidmotor. If you ever get an opportunity to go over and watch Lidmotor's videos, this guy does some really cool and incredible deals. And man, I'll tell you what. Look, I want to get a list of all these researchers that I found out there on YouTube, and I want to share it with everybody. And so if you guys find some out there, help me start compiling a list so we can get them together. And we're not trying to talk about we're affiliating ourselves with them and saying, hey, you know, because Russ from RWG Research is such a nice guy and we're affiliated, you should listen to us too. We're not saying nothing like that. We never said nothing like that. And for that jerk to insinuate that's what we're doing, that's why I got riled up. Russ is a good person. He's a good family man. He's a brilliant researcher. And I want people to know about him. I want people to go over and subscribe to his channel. I couldn't care less whether they ever subscribe to mine as long as they go over and check out his. Or Lidmotor's. Or Deeds. Or Terry Woodruff. Or Ryan Abrams over at Abrams Lab.
I'm glad you mentioned Terry Woodruff because that's one kick butt nice guy.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's brilliant. And he's more than willing to share everything he's got as far as knowledge and even like the expert team motors. He'll give you the motor if you just pay for the shipping of it.
Yep.
My God, the man gave me 10.
Well, see, look,
all I had to do was pay the shipping.
That's like what I'm saying.
I like old Russ, too. Russ comes right straight out there and tell you. He's holding this package of books, joy and love. And he's telling you, this is why you haven't seen me, this is why I ain't making no videos here for at least a few more weeks until things settle down. He'll let you know, man. He is a hell of a family guy. That baby comes
first. Yeah, he is. One of our...
He's a smart guy.
One of our own, in the recent past, created such a ruckus that ran off a lot of good friends, a lot of good of the Dream Team. And I'm not going to mention no names. I'm just saying this because that did a lot of damage to the whole deal. But I'm essentially accused of trying to be self-promoting and self-serving. at the same time I'm being accused of self-promoting and self-serving, I'm promoting this individual's YouTube channels. I'm promoting this individual's fundraising deals. And I'm telling everybody how wonderful of a person this person was. It wasn't a self-serving.
Shazam, I've said it once before on this show, and I want to say it again if you don't mind. I tried, people, to donate money to Shazam for the, helping the show, and he wouldn't take it. He didn't want donations. So what did I do? The only way I could even do it, I had to scam the man. I really had to trick him into taking my contribution. I'm like, come on. Folks, he's not self-serving. That's one thing I can vouch for, that 117.5%. I mean, the man is not self-serving at all.
Well, the whole idea, Raymond, and I appreciate
shirt,
that.
He'd give it to you.
I appreciate that, Raymond. You know, the whole thing is, you know, somebody pointed out to me that the world was in a mess. I got in a fight with a power company, and I told them I was going to study everything there is to know about alternative energy, and I'm going to share it with everybody and their brother for free, and I meant it. And that's what I've been doing. I've been showing everybody every kind of possibility, and even advice such as something as simple as take one light bulb off the grid a month until you got all your light bulbs off the grid, and run a little solar to run your lights and battery banks, and that's more money in your pocket, less money in the power company's pocket.
Here's the thing. Well, the point I'm trying to make is you're trying to help everybody else, and every once in a while there might be somebody who would like to, they don't have the knowledge, the skill, or the resources that you do to put into this radio show. But maybe they've got a little bit of money that they want to help. So if they want to donate, accept the donation. But just be Shazam. Use it only for the radio show.
Well,
and I know Shazam. You should send Shazam $10, a donation, $5. Whatever you send him, I guarantee you he will not use that money for one thing. Nothing except what you want him to use it for. I mean, you want to help Shazam? Help him. Hey, if you send him a donation with no return address, he can't return it back to you. Because I guarantee you, if you do give it, if he knows who you are, he's going to try his best to give the money back.
That's true.
That's Shazam. I mean, come on, man. Send him money without a return address. I love it.
This is where you're talking about... Take a little bit of money every month and start just piecing it together. We're looking at old Jim Clugston there.
Yeah.
He went on a road trip for about 2 months, came back, and the doggone, they wanted $650 worth of electricity each month while he was gone, and the only thing he had going was the stupid refrigerator.
Yeah.
Well, let me...
So he told them to go ahead and just take their doggone meter, because he was arguing with them, and they were arguing back, and they were being rude, and he's telling them there's something wrong with the meter, because there's no way that he's doing $650 each month, less $1,300 while he's gone, and it's just a refrigerator.
Yeah.
He said, no way. So he told him, take the meter, cut the wire off the pole, that's my pole, I don't want your wire touching my pole. So they did. They took it completely off there, and then they rode by his house daily to see what he's cooking up and what he's doing and see if they could catch him some legality. First thing he did was the money that he would normally pay on a normal electric bill, he went out and bought a solar panel.
There you go. That's what I was getting ready to say.
The next month, he bought a battery and a charge controller. The next month, he bought another solar panel. And that doubled his power with just one purchase. And then he went out there and bought another solar panel. Then he got him a grid tie. He got him a, not a grid tie, but a pole sine wave inverter.
Well, Chris,
each month he started putting the same amount that he normally would into the electric bill into more solar panels. And then he got into a few wind turbines. And I gave him props and stuff. And,
Muddy,
shoot,
you hit the key.
Yeah.
You hit the key, the nail right on the head. That's what I was getting ready to say, is that average Joe out there, if you're paying $100, $200, $300 or more for a light bill a month, go out there, especially if you got a $300 light bill a month, go out there and find one of these solar panel companies and ask them how much it would cost if they financed you for solar panels. You might find out that it's the same amount that you're paying for your light bill, and if you could pay, get your electricity off of solar panels for that kind of money, you just shift your money. Instead of paying the power company, you pay the solar panel company.
Eventually,
yeah, eventually you don't have to pay anymore because you own it.
Right.
200 watts is going to get you 400. $200 is going to get you 400 watts.
See, that's the whole deal, man. Right there in a nutshell.
My idea before, you know, Jim had a similar idea of what I was thinking. My idea was, you know, okay, if I spent $200 this month, then it would take off of my electric bill. And if I could put $200 plus whatever I saved, that would mean that I could buy more solar quicker.
Yep.
And each time, you know, after a bit, you escalate really fast towards the end of trying to replace all what your electrical use is, because you're not having to spend that money anymore.
There
the
you go.
The faster that you can save the money, the faster you can make the money.
There you
and
go.
And when you get there, next thing you know, okay, let's get a grid tie. Put that grid tie up there. Start accepting that money. Buy some more solar panels. Why not? You know, that was my dream before. Then here's Jim in the middle of JJ's convenience store, sneaks up behind me and says, "Hey, buddy." I turn around and I said, "Hey, how's it going?" And I look down and he says, and he's looking at me, he's kind of laughing. He said, "No, you don't know me, but I know you." And Jim was one of these guys telling me, he said, "I don't like nobody." But I like you. He said, he started explaining how he went off grid and all that stuff just because of me, and because he didn't like them electric company people. And we made a video called "Off Grid Forced to Be Green." And yeah, I got a little bit of a follow up that I should actually put out. I needed more video, but that's you know, that's another story there. We really should. Wished I'd got more video. But yeah, that place actually turned out to be a real nice place. And, shoot, man, his wife could breathe all night and everything because she had to be on a machine. And I tell you what, he was quite proud of everything he had there, and he lived quite happily on just what was given by the sun and by the wind.
Well, there you go, man. It's as simple as that, folks. You know, we're getting down close to the end of the deal. Justin, are you in there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Little by little. That's my advice.
We didn't have a chance to hear anything you had to say there. Did you have something you want to add to this whole deal?
I just don't acknowledge why people are always trying to beguile and belittle people.
It really?
It's sickening. Like, if I got a brand new truck, right, and I go over to my friend's house, what's my friend going to say? Oh, you got a scratch on your truck. Why? Because he wishes he had my truck, so he beguiles me. He belittles me. Well, why doesn't he just be happy for me?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that would be the best case scenario in the perfect world, but seems like we're not in the perfect world yet, so,
right.
You know.
Nobody wants to amalgamate or collaborate or correlate.
Well, with that said, you know, what Muddy and I was talking about and what you're talking about and what Raymond's been talking about, you know, the options are on the table. You got choice whether to pay your light bill or not. If you don't like paying a light bill, then you take your money and you put it into solar panels. You know, maybe you got to go for a whole month without no electricity because, you know, whatever. But if you go out there and you talk to these solar panel companies, they need the business. Explain to them how, hey, look, you know, I'm paying $300 a month for lights at the very least, and because I run a lot of electricity, yeah, what could you offer me if I was to give you that $300 a month instead of, you know, me paying the man, I pay you. You know, and you'd be surprised how many solar panel companies out there will have in-house financing that they will actually finance you on that. And then, like Raymond mentioned, that once it's paid off, you own it. You don't have to pay that $300 anymore. So it's an investment.
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
I got an idea. I've got 200 solar panels there. Anybody want to buy them and just pay me as it saves you money?
Okay, boom, boom. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and roof that place on Cedar Hill with them. And okay. As the money comes in to the grid tie and goes, then I get the money back out. I'll start putting it in the material on that building. Then when I start renting the building out, then I'll give you, I'll double your money.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, sounds good.
We got a deal.
All right, there you go. You heard it right there, man. That's how things get done. You know, somebody's got resources, somebody got a plan, they come together and get it done. You know, Justin's up in Canada.
Won't take 200 solar panels, so I'm going to have more. So if there's anybody out there within driving distance of me, just let me know and come get them and put them up and pay me what it saves you, as it saves you, until you pay me what I want for them.
Cool. Justin's up in Canada, and he's putting together his own little community and network, and they're actually coming together, and they're getting things accomplished in his area. So if you live up in Canada, you should get a hold of him and see if you like what he's working on. And if you do, support him, that kind of stuff.
You know, those solar panels I gave you, what did I give you, two or three?
Two, I think. And you know what? I have had them laying out in the mud, in the rain, and they're like connected into, they're in that Free Thinkers video. The reason why I left them out there the way that they are is that even in their worst shape, they're cracked, they look terrible.
Yeah.
They're still generating electricity.
Did you ever measure to see how much?
Yeah, one time it was like 100 and some odd. It depends on which prongs that you connect it to, because there's like 3 or 4 prongs on the back. You can get like everywhere from 12 to 36 to 100 and some odd volts DC out of them.
Okay. Well, actually, the solar panel is divided into two sections, so you have 4 prongs.
Yeah, okay, well, there's 4 prongs. But either way, you connect to the ground side of one of them, and then you go all the way up, the voltage rises for whichever one you connect it to.
Right.
But the point is that even when they look like trash, they're still generating electricity.
Right, right.
So they've been out there.
200 of them here.
Yeah, they've been out there, and in that Free Thinkers video, it's picking up energy from all different directions. Static energy, wind power, solar power, thermal energy, and it's for, as you go back and look at the date of when I first started the Free Thinkers video, that's how long it's been running on its own with just what nature's done.
You know, you said on really good city, you just threw them out on the ground. So if you put them on a frame and that cool air could get to the backside, they would actually produce more. But you were talking like 80 to 100 watts. Well, 100 times 200 is 20,000. And like I said, I don't have the room for 200 and some odd solar panels, and I own a whole acre of land. And my land would look like hell if I covered the whole damn thing with solar panels. That's why I'm more than willing to give anybody any amount they want if they'll just pay me a little bit of money, but only as it saves them the money, so it doesn't actually cost them anything. Well, eventually they own them.
Can't get a better plan than that.
I'm going to hook a wire up to Justin, and I'm going to hook a wire up to Shaziz, because they both get a lot of static. And
that's because he's always starting trouble.
See, he's always ready to pass the ball first, right?
Yeah.
The amazing thing about my offer is I don't want an arm and leg for these solar panels. You'd be surprised how fast they would pay for themselves, because I'm not asking an arm and a leg. I just asked for a little bit to pay me for my time and trouble of even getting them.
Yep.
Yeah, they're super cheap because they've been damaged. And I went out there, actually, went out there with John Huddleston and Raymond, and we did an actual test on it. And we come out exactly 1/4 wattage of what they were when they were new. But that 1/4 wattage, I mean, these things are real cheap. So it's a great deal. You could actually make a shed and cover the top of the shed with these things, and you wouldn't have a water leak.
Even in their worst shape, they still produce electricity. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody out there. You know, if they're not 100% efficiency, but they're at least 10% efficient, you got something that you know, something's better than nothing, right?
Right.
That's right.
So I'm saying.
That's the case right there. It's free energy. Didn't say how much. It's free energy. Doesn't matter how much if it's free.
You know, I've been planning on building a carport here, like for two cars. I'm talking like 20 foot wide and 24 foot long. And instead of buying roofing tin, I'm just going to make up my panels and put some, and just make the roof is going to be solar panels.
That's right.
Wide open, you know?
There you go. Hey, that's the plan, man. All right, guys, well, we're down to it. Like 4 minutes left here. So, you know, if anybody got any last thing they want to talk about real quick, we better get on it.
Well, only thing I can think of is
chirping.
Ain't fixed stupid. Ain't fixed stupid.
Well, I wish we could fix ignorant, because ignorant's the one that gets on my nerves. See,
ignorance is fixable. All it takes is a little bit of education.
Person has a justifiable excuse when they're stupid, okay? But to be just ignorant, that's just unexcusable.
Exactly.
You know, and come out accused. Individuals of
listen to the whole situation, analyze it, and be smarter than the other person in order to actually get them and turn them around to see the whole picture.
Yeah, and just come out and start degrading
before they reject it.
To just come out and start degrading individuals and you know, insulting them because you disagree or whatever, you think you know more than them. There's not one of us here who thinks we know more than the other guy. We're just better in some subjects than each other.
There you go.
When people
each
figure that out.
Each one of us has our own little thing that we are smarter than everybody else. But there again, each one of us is the same way.
Yep. We are the beginning of the Dream Team, Dream Team version 2 or 3, I can't remember, because we're trying to get these brilliant minds to the table, and we're trying to pull our resources so that nobody's out of pocket, nothing major other than what they already had that they wasn't using any doggone way. You know, and using our talents together, our resources, that's how we're going to get things done. It's as simple as that, man.
Right.
And to bring more people to the table that have those capabilities, that's how Justin built his community out there in Canada. That's how other people are doing it. And Russ is over there going to a energy convention where he's actually going to talk about things that he's working on. And there's people out there trying to get things accomplished. If we could all get into that doggone same place, and I would love to be standing next to Russ and talking with him, man. It'd be an honor just to meet Russ in person. He's an awesome guy and a great family man and a good researcher. You know, all around just good guy. And so are the rest of these folks out here. Well, folks, you've been listening to Mad Science, and, you know, best thing to Grandpa used to say all the time, if you want something done, you got to get up and do it yourself. But, you know, many hands make a lot of heavy work into light duty. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, is that it, everybody?
Uh-huh.
All right. Peace and love. You've been listening to Mad Science. We're not out trying to affiliate with anybody and try to steal their thunder. All we're trying to do is point them out. They're out there. And we're trying to bring you that information so that, you know, you can have that knowledge, and knowledge is power. Peace and love. Take care.
Aw, crap.
We'll be right back.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.